Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's Recovery, Week 5. Answering God's call to be His dispensational instrument, His overcomers, to turn the age. Wednesday related verses. Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by means of the scriptures the number of the years, which came as the word of Jehovah to Jeremiah the prophet, for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, that is 70 years. So I set my face toward the Lord God, to seek him in prayer and supplications, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Psalms chapter 119, verse 11. In my heart I have treasured up your word, that I might not sin against you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Daniel chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might request compassions from before the God of the heavens concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions would not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Suggested reading. The second characteristic of Daniel was that he was not only a person who read God's word regularly, but a person who is joined to God's word. When he read from the book of Jeremiah that God had ordained 70 years of captivity for the Israelites, and that after 70 years, God would turn back to bless them, he immediately fasted and prayed. As soon as he touched God's desire through the word, he immediately joined himself to that desire. Many young brothers and sisters read the Bible regularly. However, I am afraid that when you read the Bible remains the Bible, and you are still you. For instance, the Bible clearly says that a believer and an unbeliever should not be yoked together. This word is very clear. Nevertheless, after you read it, perhaps you still make friends with unbelievers. The Bible cannot affect your living, and you cannot be joined to the Bible if you still befriend unbelievers and even consider marrying unbelievers. This means that your living is totally separate from the Bible. Such a person cannot turn the age, neither can he be an anti-testimony in a degrading age. Daniel had a third characteristic. He was a man who was always praying. His prayers were not at all common. His prayers were prayers that turned the age. Every time he encountered some crucial matter, he prayed before God. He believed in prayer because he believed in God and not in himself. God's move is like a train which must have rails for its move. Man's prayers are like the rails which pave the way for God's move to go on. There is no other way to bring God's economy into fullness and into fulfillment, except by prayer. Today, prayer is the lifeline in the Lord's recovery. The more Satan tries to frustrate our prayer, the more we should pray. In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel was acknowledged by God, qualified to be used by God, and capable of speaking forth the mystery of God. In Daniel and his three friends' single-hearted prayer, God revealed to Daniel the king's dream. This shows that Daniel was a person living before God. He depended on prayer to do what man could not do, and he depended on prayer to understand what man could not understand. The only reason he could see King Nebuchadnezzar's dream and could know its meaning was that he was a person living in prayer. Through prayer, he afforded God the highest cooperation. Daniel's prayer reached the highest peak. He asked God to do something for himself. He prayed, "Cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that has been desolated, for the Lord's sake." I hope that we would circle the words, "for the Lord's sake." We can see that his prayer was totally for God and not for himself. This was a very special prayer. It was also the highest prayer. Our prayers are 99 9/10% for ourselves. Very few of them are for God. Only a person like Daniel, who prayed to God single-heartedly, can be used by him to turn the age.